or you know, it was wool only. You know, not wool and linen, no. It was linen only. He did not eat animals whose flesh was, you know, the flesh of animals that came from, that had, didn't have cloven hooves or didn't chew the cud. Actually, they had to be both, right? There were a lot of things that Christ was. Christ was circumcised the eighth day, which we don't have to be. Well, Jesus said, not one jot or tittle would pass from the law until all be fulfilled. And I say, exactly. Look at all the things Jesus did that we don't. And even they don't think we have to go up to the temple. They don't think we have to offer sacrifices of doves and of beasts and so on for sin. We don't have to offer those sacrifices. Right? Well, nothing passes. Nothing until everything is fulfilled. That means you can't just pass half the law. We can't fulfill half the law. Well, Jesus fulfilled half of the law, and half of the law will pass away. Uh-uh. Nothing, if Jesus fulfilled half the law, then none of the law can pass. But once Jesus fulfilled the law, it all passes. Everything. It waxes old. It decays away. It's just like Paul said in Hebrews 8, the last verse. The first testament was also dedicated with blood. Verse 18 says, you know, when he had spoken all the law, the precepts, the teachings, right, to the people, according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats, right, scarlet wool, hyssop, and sprinkled the book and all the people with the blood. And he said, this is quoted from Exodus 24. This is the blood of the testament, which God hath enjoined unto you. To enjoin is to, right, to set something. To settle it, you know. If an injunction is like a commandment. You know, it's something firm. Moreover, he sprinkled the blood, both of the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. Everything was sprinkled. The whole thing was just covered with blood. Sprinkles, though. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Everything that is, you know, when you made a contract, it was solemnized. I mean, it made solemn by the blood sprinkling. And blood was cleansed sins. Which is interesting because blood was also considered an unclean thing. I mean, they washed things and so on afterwards, but the blood was made to signify, you know, it represents the power of life and death. Blood is life and death, you know, and it the signified by sprinkling over all that, the same thing that Christ, it was a shadow of what Christ's blood, how it covers us and it removes our sins, and a figure. And it also, what? It turns us. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission. The last part of verse 22. Remission means freedom. That's what it means, freedom. The word in Greek, at least, means freedom. Or figuratively, pardon. Meaning there's no actual escape. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin, said Jesus. Jesus Christ the Lord. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And in between that he had said, and the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. That's like almost a parable. The servant, meaning the servant of sin, does not stay in the house eternally. Meaning he is not part of the house. He does not remain in the kingdom of God. But the Son abides forever. Those that are the sons of God, like Christ, who become, we have the power to become a son of God. He is a son of God by right and by birth. We are not. The Son abides forever. That is the point, right? An everlasting salvation, eternal redemption in verse 12, right? We are to be redeemed eternally. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Not theoretically, not in a shadow, not in a figure, but literally free from sin. You will be indeed free. You will not commit sin. You will not be the servant of sin. You will not be the servant of sin because you will not commit sin. Because if you commit sin, you are its servant. That's what Jesus taught. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ. If you object to it, then maybe you would like to become a Muslim. Maybe you would like to become a Buddhist. Maybe you would like to start your own religion. But I'm telling you the truth. You are not following the faith of Christ. Jesus Christ is my instructor. And if you are a Christian, he needs to be your instructor too. So take him at his word. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Not pretend. That's, his blood was not shed merely so that you could sin without conscience. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices, with Christ's sacrifice. His blood brought about the new covenant in the greater tabernacle, which is heaven. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. I mean, men made, those holy places were made by men. They are just the figures of the true. They are shadows, figures, crude representations. But into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, is not entered into the... Christ died on the cross, you'll remember that the veil was rent in the temple from top to bottom, signifying that God had made a way into the holiest of all. Verse 25, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he have often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Again, it's not a cyclical system. Because that would result in Christ having to sacrifice himself often from the foundation of the world. His blood does the job once. It is not, you have multiple changes of mind. And I'm telling you, a lot of people think they're having repenting every night. You're not repenting every night. You're just regretting every night. And honestly, you should sorrow and regret, and it's good. And ask forgiveness, I have no problem with that. But we should also have the faith to know that he has forgiven our sins, and he is turning us from our sins.